Hello, Indiana 4-H, and welcome to The 4th H. The 4th H is a healthy living podcast series that aims to bring a renewed energy and focus to the 4th H in Indiana 4-H. My name is Angie Frost, and I am a 4-H Extension Specialist with Purdue University and a registered dietitian. The 4th H podcasts provide us an opportunity to discuss various aspects of nutrition, physical activity, and social-emotional health. So, as we pledge our health to better living, let's get started. Did you know that the bicycle was invented in 1817? This early version of the bicycle had no steering, no pedals, no brakes, and was made entirely out of wood. Lucky for us, we've come a long way from that early bicycle and have more comfortable and safer options today. Since May is National Bike Safety Month and many schools begin their summer break, this podcast will focus on bicycle safety tips for children and other beginning riders. My goal is to provide you and your family with the information you need to have a safe and fun cycling experience. Bicycles are a source of enjoyment and entertainment for children, providing them with physical activity, a way to visit their friends, and to explore their surroundings. As adults, most of us have been riding our bicycle since childhood, so it can be easy to forget what a first-time bike rider may need to know. Even though teaching children about safe cycling may not be met with much enthusiasm, it is the most important thing your children need to know about riding a bike safely. One of the first steps in teaching children about bicycle safety is to be a role model. As adults, we must always practice what we preach. In order to ensure that children understand bicycle safety and engage in lifelong bicycle safety behaviors, adults must demonstrate the desired behaviors when cycling. This includes wearing a helmet and following the rules of the road every time you ride. Speaking of wearing a helmet, estimates on helmet usage suggest that only 25% of children ages 5 to 14 wear a helmet when riding a bike. For teen riders, the percentage of those using a bicycle helmet is close to zero. Youth often complain that helmets aren't fashionable or cool. Their friends aren't wearing them, and they're uncomfortable and/or they're too hot. Bicycle riders also say that they just don't think about the importance of bicycle helmets or safe cycling habits, nor about the need to protect themselves from injury. And this is especially true if they're not riding in traffic. However, research demonstrates that wearing a helmet while cycling can reduce the risk of brain injury and head injury by as much as 85 to 88%. A properly fitting helmet can make all the difference when protecting your head and brain. If you aren't sure if your helmet fits properly, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration offers video instructions on how to properly fit a helmet. Now that everyone's heads are protected, it's important to address a few other basic safety rules. Rule number one, all riders should be on a bike that's the appropriate size, not too small and not too big. A bike that's too small can make the rider feel cramped and uncomfortable, while a bike that's too big can be unwieldy and hard to control. Rule number two, make sure no one has any loose clothing, drawstrings, or shoelaces that can get caught in the bike chain, which can lead to crashes. Rule number three, always check the air in your bike tires and make sure the brakes work before you set out on your bike ride. Rule number four, all riders should wear brightly colored clothing so that others can see you at all times of the day. If you must ride at night, make sure the bike has reflectors and lights and that your clothes have retro-reflective materials on the ankles, wrists, back, and helmet. Bicycles are very hard to see at night if these precautions are not taken. Rule number five, before entering any street or intersection, check for traffic by looking left, right, and left again to make sure no vehicles are approaching. And then once you're in traffic, always ride on the right-hand side of the road so that you're traveling with traffic and not against it. Rule number six, learn the rules of the road and follow them all the time. Bicyclists need to obey all traffic laws, including traffic signs and signals. A bicycle is considered a non-motorized vehicle, and just like driving a motorized vehicle, there are responsibilities that go along with it to ensure personal safety as well as the safety of others. Using a helmet and knowing the 6 rules of the road for cycling is the first part of ensuring a safe ride. The next step is having fun. Make plans this summer to explore some of the great bike paths and trails across Indiana. You can find a location near you by visiting TrailLink at www.traillink.com or the Indiana Department of Natural Resources page. Now it's time for a call to action. How can you best ensure that you and your family have the knowledge and skills necessary to make your bike riding activity safe and enjoyable? Always wear a helmet. Make sure your bike is the proper size for you. And follow the rules of the road. If you are in an Indiana 4-H club or are a 4-H club leader in Indiana, consider hosting a bicycle safety meeting or a workshop. Many local bike shops are happy to provide basic training and safety skills or the contact information for area bicycle safety instructors. You might also consider checking with your local 4-H extension educator to see if any workshops are planned in your area. If you are interested in additional bike safety resources, contact me at alfrost@purdue.edu for more information. And visit our Indiana 4-H Facebook page and tell us how you safely enjoy cycling. I hope you've been inspired to educate yourself, your family, and your 4-H club about bike safety. Don't forget to pledge your health to better living by always wearing a bike helmet. And remember, a helmet is not an accessory, it's a necessity. Thanks for listening to this edition of the 4-H Podcast.